The family, changing shapes and sizes. Family is an important social institution. It is the primary grouping in society and plays a vital role in socializing individuals. In its narrowest definition, the family is defined as a nuclear family and a unit that comprises a man at the head of the family, a woman, and their child/children. The head of the traditional family is usually considered to be male. It is undeniable that the family as an institution is heterogeneous in form and function across the globe. In reality, though, there are many forms of the family, including those that are legally bound through the institution of marriage and those not legally bound by marriage. Families may include immediate and extended members, single parents, divorced parents/s, people of diverse sexuality, and polygamous people. Families may be childless, headed by women or children, or supported by the elderly, including grandparents and guardians, and others. See Box 1 for a detailed list. As Edwards undated notes, children may experience a number of structures as they grow, and these structures may constantly change, including within the family. She classifies all forms as being normal for those who are living in the said family. The varied family structures have different needs, strengths and values. It is up to each family to define what their family is called and use terminology to refer to the unit, while recognizing that they continue to be the social unit that is part of a broader grouping in society. Any form of family evolves over time, and those within it experience this change. In the United States of America, the family has been through the most change in the past 50 years, with a sharp decline in marriage. This change has also been shaped by class, race, age and changing economic trends, as well as lower incomes and greater inequality in society. Marriage is no longer considered a precondition to family formation, Pew Research Center 2010. Globally, changes have been linked to demographic transitions as a result of increasing numbers of young people and the elderly, greater migration, pandemics such as HIV and AIDS, and the effects of war, conflict and globalization, quote 2003. More recently, the effects of climate change could also contribute to the changing composition, dynamics and function of the family. The study on the family, focusing on countries in East Asia and Southeast Asia, found structural changes in the family have taken place with postponement of marriage and increasing divorce rates. The nature and intensity of changes varied across countries where data was available. Socioeconomic development is a strong influencing factor to remaining unmarried. Intergenerational families remain a strong feature in Asian families due to housing constraints, cost of living and care needs of dependents, both children and the elderly, with the elderly sometimes involved in caring for grandchildren. Steve and Liu 2009. Despite the existence of multiple forms of the family globally, there is resistance to change. In the United States of America, research by the Pew Research Center 2010 indicates that people who disapprove of some new types of family are less willing to describe unmarried cohabiting couples or parents as a family. There is a greater tendency for them to consider married couples with or without children and single parents with children to be a family. They are less open to giving the same consideration to same-sex couples either with or without children. They reason that a child needs a mother and father in order to be happy, and they have rigid opinions about traditional gender roles in marriage. This analysis is limited to Asia and its subregions, but one could hypothesize that various factors including religion and culture could influence and present similar trends in attitudes. The number of things become evident from a range and heterogeneity of the family for consideration. The family is constantly evolving, and to know only one form exists presents a narrow and misleading interpretation of human relationships. All these family forms contribute to human relationships and how these relationships form over the course of time. The connectivity between these units, their placement within wider communities, nations and across countries and continents form the wide tangled web of humanity. It is complex and should be acknowledged and treated as such. This complexity is not negative. The family, regardless of form, includes an organization of roles and responsibilities, and this enables and requires interactions that determine positions of power. Page 8. Sidebar. Box 1. Types of family. A growing list. Nuclear family. The family consisting of a married man and woman and their biological children. Single parent family. This can be either a father or a mother who is individually responsible for the raising of a child. The child can be by birth or adopted. They may be a single parent by choice or by life circumstances. The other parent may have been part of the family at one time or not at all, or may continue to be involved. Adoptive family. The family where one or more of the children has been adopted. Any structure of family may also be an adoptive family. Transracial adoptive family. The family where the adopted child is of a different racial identity group than the parents. Biracial or multiracial family. The family where the parents are members of different racial identity groups. Blended family. The family that consists of members from two or more previous families. Families may use a variety of terms for the various family members such as stepdad, etc., and have varying connections with extended family members. Broken home. A derogatory term used to describe the homes of children from divorced families. Co-custody family. An arrangement where divorced parents both have legal responsibility for their children. Children may alternatively live with both parents or live with one and have regular visitation with the other. Conditionally separated families. The family member is separated from the rest of the family. This may be due to employment far away, military service, incarceration, hospitalization. They remain significant members of the family. Extended multi-generational family. The family which includes elderly grandparents or aunts and uncles, and they may or may not be involved in the children's upbringing and pass on learning to children by being involved in their upbringing. This may or may not include those relatives living with the children. These family members may be in addition to the child's parents or instead of the child's parents. Foster family. The family where one or more of the children is legally a temporary, a varied period member of the household. Families of people of diverse sexual orientation and gender identities, including transgender people. The family where one or both of the parents' sexual orientation is gay or lesbian or transgender, male or female. This may be a two-parent family, an adoptive family, a single-parent family, or an extended family. These families may or may not have full legal rights similar to that of marriage civil union. Immigrant family. The family where the parents have moved away from their native country to live in another country. Their children may or may not be immigrants. Some family members may continue to live in the country of origin, but have a significant role in the life of the child. Migrant family. The family that moves regularly to places where they have employment. This can be from rural to rural areas such as with farming populations and military families who go through periodic relocation. Migrant families also live across countries, traveling alone leaving one partner and children behind, for both partners working as migrants while the children are taken care of by older parents or other relatives or friends. Refugee and internally displaced families. This includes families who are unable to continue living in their homes due to a crisis brought on by conflict or adverse. Page 9. Climate conditions and relocation is often under emergency conditions or due to lack of security. Polygamous family. The state of being married to more than one spouse. For a man to have many wives, it is polygyny, and vice versa, it is polyandry. Single person household. People who live alone by choice or by circumstance, including those who are not married or in civil union. Single couple households. People who live as a couple, including same-sex couples, may or may not be legally married, have no children, or children have left the home, and are elderly. Female-headed households. Households that are headed by women who may be young or elderly, which may or may not include adult males, with or without children, and with or without single mothers and other children who are unemployed. Households headed by children and adolescents. Usually they have been orphaned, are affected by HIV and AIDS, are young mothers forced to leave their homes due to pregnancy, or left to care for younger siblings. Cared families. Families caring for relatives who are living with illness, including HIV and AIDS, members with disabilities, children with special needs, or elderly in need of care. Those without families and safe households. Including persons who are homeless, mentally disabled, affected by domestic and sexual abuse, or adolescents who have left dysfunctional family settings, or have been abandoned by parents. Source, adapted from Edwards and dated and developed further by the author. End of sidebar. This is different to how gender roles and responsibilities are considered within those in the unit. As such, they can be oppressive or deliver equality and empowerment. How positions of power are decided and enforced is related to a notion's influence by religion, culture, tradition and other factors. All these forms can be support systems or systems of oppression. Neither is exclusive nor time-bound. If all forms are not recognized, then protection mechanisms that have to be in place for individuals will not cover violations and abuses that can take place within all these forms of the family. This implies that rights for certain family members will be eroded and lead to increased marginalization when it comes to remedy and redress. There is certainty today that the traditional family is not the standard. The evolutionary and changing nature of the family raises questions as to whether there should be only the recognition of multiple forms or if there should also be consideration of contexts and how the family evolves within particular contexts. What influences this change, including the impact of broader socio-cultural and economic conditions? How should policy actions consider and plan for these changes? What have been the changes in gender roles and its effects on family changes? Are there further questions that need to be answered on this basis? Understanding the nature of the family and individual needs and rights within the multiple forms then become a priority as opposed to sustaining and protecting a given form. Page 10.